The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane. Still hanging around, but new person in the studio with me. It is Rose Gray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Was your Thanksgiving wonderful?
It was so wonderful because I ordered it from Sendix.
Oh, there you go. All just right. Picked it up and heated it
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Unsolicited shout out to Sendix. Wow. Turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberries. Apple pie. I chose apple. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Good.
Easy peasy.
Nice.
Super convenient. Ordered it a couple days in advance. Walked in the determined hour, and in 5 minutes I was out.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And the whole family. Nobody was traveling for this holiday?
Well, my sister's in Ixtapa, but my sister's Canadian. So remember, right. Canadians have their Thanksgiving in October.
Okay.
So they're done already. And my brother came home from Minnesota. So shout out to my brother Bob. And it was pretty low key, and nobody had to cook. That was the key there.
Hey, so. That's nice.
Yeah.
Good. Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
We'll talk travel here, of course, for the next hour, and we'd love to hear from people at 855-616-1620. But I was doing a little browsing at foxworldtravel.com, and if you go to Travel Fox Group Vacations, there's a lot of sold-out stuff,
there's still a lot
of stuff on there to do.
Yeah. So, first of all, we always tell people, if you are perusing the website and you do see something that does show sold out, please still reach out, you know.
If you're interested in it.
Exactly. Sure. I will tell you this, though. The Tuscany trip with Steve Scafidi sold out so incredibly quickly, and we have such an extensively long wait list for that trip that we are the group team right now, well, not this minute on a Saturday, but is working hard to put together that identical trip, just minus Steve. And so we are going to have something to offer all those people on the wait list, because I think we could take 45 or 6 people on that trip. And people are calling and saying, how's the wait list looking? Well, somebody has to cancel for that to move.
Right.
So likelihood of somebody canceling, sure, as we get closer with health issues or conflicts or something like that, that's a possibility, but it's going to be a couple of people, not the 30 plus people
right.
we have on a wait list. So
right.
we are very much going to try to accommodate those people with a second trip. It actually may be before the 8th of September for 2023, because it just sold off. Sold so quickly. And we don't know, it could be Steve Scafidi, but we know it has a lot to do with Steve Scafidi. But we also know that type of trip, which we called a hub and spoke, which is where you essentially
right.
stay put for the majority of the trip, we are moving once, and then go out on day trips, seems to have a great appeal for people who are looking to travel to
what
Italy.
What if you get this done and you say, all right, we got this second trip, it just doesn't have Steve, and somebody goes, I want to move from the Steve one then.
That's very possible. That could absolutely happen.
I don't have to go with Steve. Yeah. All right, I'll choose that one.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think, well, and Steve is actually probably winging his way to France as we speak. He either left yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Or I think he leaves today. Yeah.
And he had a couple big vacations lined up.
Yeah, a lot of these things were disrupted because of the pandemic. And so he's going to have good stories when he gets back.
Nice.
For sure.
Nice. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Rose Gray is here. I'm Dayton Kane. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You are, and we thank you for that. My name is Dayton Kane, here with Rose Gray. It's 9:14, going to see a high of 57. The sun's going to be shining. Going to be gorgeous, currently sitting at 44. Let's go to the phones. It's 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Debbie in Waukesha. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Well, my question is a tale of woe. We can I give the audience a warning, first of all? if you take a cruise and your cruise gets canceled, this happened to us in May. We were on a COVID cruise. You needed to keep all of your receipts. So we charged everything thinking that was a receipt. It was not. They needed a paper receipt in order to get reimbursed your $100 per day per diem for this was when we still had to stay over. We stayed in London. But that's not my question. I mean, that one we're just counting as a loss. I just want the audience to know if something gets canceled, you need a paper receipt. Okay? Mm. What I want to know is, so not wanting to go on a cruise, we booked a train trip. And I have called you before because you gave me the name of a Mr. Gray to write a letter to. Upon writing this letter to Mr. Gray, they did refund part of our money. But, you know, it just showed up on our credit card statement with no explanation as to what we got back. What's my next step? How do I find out what they're keeping?
Yeah, I guess if he – so you got results when you actually wrote to Mr. Gray.
Can you remember telling me it was
I do.
I remember that
even. Yeah. So – so, but that was what
found a credit just on our credit card.
Okay, so
you know we were credited part of the trip. I'm still missing $700 for a trip that I did not cancel.
Right,
they canceled
exactly.
It on me.
So are you looking to get reimbursed from Amtrak? Or are you looking to get reimbursed from the cruise line, or are you looking for an explanation?
The cruise line, I just want to tell people that's just a lost cause.
Okay,
just make sure you always keep a paper receipt. They don't take a credit card as a receipt.
Right. So
my second trip that. You know, I lost money on in 2022 was a train trip that never happened.
Okay, so they gave you they gave you some reimbursement, but you are not clear what that amount is for and
correct.
What you're losing out on, and if you are in fact losing out on it, why are you losing out on it?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Who do I contact to find that out now?
I honestly think since you had such good luck with Mr. Gray, I would send a follow up.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think, because at this point in time, to me, as if I'm going to get that email, that's kind of a good news type email. Thank you very much for refunding part of the cost of my train trip. I'm confused as to, you know, what the amount, and can you give me some clarification? But since you had good success with that, that's what I would do.
Okay.
That's give it
what
a shot.
I'll do next, and
right.
I'll let you know a month from now if I call back again.
All right, Debbie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
855-616-1620. Let's go to Chris in West Bend. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. My son and I have decided this late summer or fall we'd like to go to Iceland, and I'm wondering how do we get started with planning a trip, and does Fox World offer a trip to Iceland? We like to hike.
Right. Well, so do we offer trips to Iceland? Yes. But as far as a group departure, not this year, because we just actually had a group departure late in the season. Very successful. Colleen, one of our super tour managers, took that one out, and it was fantastic. However, if you're saying you like to hike and you're saying that you kind of have some specific dates and some things like that, what I might suggest that you do is reach out to one of our travel advisors. If you go to our website, you will find under travel an opportunity for you to find a travel advisor. And if you search by destination, you will find our travel advisors who are well-schooled in that particular region, and they can get you started. There's so many different ways that you can do Iceland. You can easily do it on your own. And we have people who have absolutely rented a like camper type vehicle and done it. We have people who have just plotted out with the help of one of our travel advisors an entire trip around the island so that they could in fact do things at their own speed. And all of that is very available to you by just reaching out. I would just go ahead and do that and then hit the contact us button, put your request in writing, and then somebody will return your email.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Yes, doing it on our own is what we much prefer.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to do. It's not, they speak very good English. They understand.
Okay.
We have, as I said, the first advisor popped up, Grace Olson. That's who I would reach out to. and just say, this is what we're looking for. We want to do what we call an independent type tour, but we need help. We certainly want our hotels and accommodations booked in advance, maybe one or two excursions booked in advance, but we also want to have some free time and be able to hike at our leisure.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And what would be the best time of year to go?
That's perfect time to go. That summertime, that our trip went this past July. So that's the perfect time to go.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
for
Chris.
Listening.
Have a great weekend. Happy holidays to you. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. This is a pretty broad one. We'll see if you can answer it. What are the must-sees in Prague and Budapest if you only have one day of total free time?
Yeah. So both of those are my absolute favorite. And the standard things that you're going to do in Prague are the Prague Castle, the Charles Bridge, and St. Vitus Cathedral. Those are the main things that you do in Prague. Okay. Prague is a very easy city to get around, and public transportation is great. And so you are not going to be spending a lot of time being on transportation, getting to places. If you are centrally located in Prague, you can walk to the Charles Bridge. And the Charles Bridge is something that is a not to miss. Then with regard to Budapest, you want to go to the Hungarian Parliament Building, probably St. Stephen's Basilica. And then I would go to the General Marketplace. There's a great big General Marketplace right on the water where all the river cruise ships dock. And that's a couple hours easily right there.
There you go. It's lots of good stuff to do. So, but still, you're not going to do all that in a day. You got to pick or choose, right?
You do. And it kind of depends on how you locate yourself in that town. Lots going on.
The rest of the time they're there, they're going to be doing the Christmas markets, which, by the way, there's a Christmas market trip that you guys are doing.
Yep. So we have got such great offerings for 2023. And one of them is a Christmas market. And there's a couple different ways to do Christmas markets. Christmas markets can certainly be done on land, and that's an easy enough way to do it. But also that we do really love the Christmas river cruise markets. That's another great, great way to do the river cruises. So
sure, and then you're hitting a couple different ones as you're going up the river.
You are, and then you always have the luxury of getting back to your warm toast river cruise where they've got a cocktail waiting for you and dinner soon. So
sounds good. FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. You can go see all kinds of great stuff there. Otherwise, we'd love to hear from you. The WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Packers, Eagles tomorrow, 7:20. Packers are 4-7. Eagles are 9-1, and I'll just leave it at that.
So you did point out we've got some pretty cool things. Right next to the magical Alpine Christmas Market, December 1st of 2023, is also Captivating Spain and Provence, which we've talked quite a bit about because that was a very uniquely developed itinerary between one of our senior group development managers, and Gigi kind of came up with that when people are saying, what can we do that's different, kind of a thing. Space on all three of our river cruises. I do know that the legendary Danube and the Rhine are both selling out a little more quickly than the Burgundy and Provence. And then also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that all of our Alaskas are sold out. The one of them, of Colleen's, which is the Yukon in June, is still showing some space, apparently. But mine is the August 13th to August 27th. That's Alaska and Denali. That's the way to do it, that in my opinion. And they've added a second motor coach. And so that's very close to being sold out as well. So if Alaska is something that you're thinking about doing, we would recommend that you get on that. Now, speaking of giving that to somebody as a gift this year, certainly something you can do. You can gift somebody any kind of travel. And there's easy ways to do it. Say you do it with an airline. You give them a gift card from an airline. They all have that. But you're being a little bit you're pigeonholing your recipient by giving them a specific airline. Unless you know they go see their daughter in San Diego every single year and they always fly on this carrier, that kind of thing. That's one thing. But if you really wanted to give somebody an opportunity to use it as they see fit, as they want to, then a gift certificate from Fox World Travel is probably a better option. We've got stories galore of people who gave gifts of travel to people that I'm sure in their mind were going to blow their socks off. My very earliest recollection of something like that happening 30 plus years ago in my career is one guy who was a small business owner was going to give every one of his foremen of his crew, of which he had six, a cruise. Okay. And he staggered them so each one could cover the other one
sure.
while they were gone and
yes.
all of this, only to come to find out that one of the wives of one of the foremen are A, petrified to fly, and B, petrified of open water.
Oh, jeez.
And so...
So that didn't work.
Right. I mean, because he had the airfare included and the cruise and everything. So we never want that to happen. And we would certainly hope that you would know the recipient of these gifts well enough to know if, in fact, they would use the
right.
gift of travel.
Right.
But if you know they book with Fox World Travel, it's a great gift.
Now you got me thinking because, you know, every year it's, what do you want for Christmas? We need a list. I'm like, I don't need anything. But maybe vouchers
there
to Fox
go.
World Travel, get that gift certificate. I can apply towards a trip. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got some of the people that go to the same salon that I do and use the same hairstylist that I use, giving her gifts of Fox World Travel because they travel so much.
Oh, there you go.
Kind of a cool thing. She acts surprised when she gets them. We know she's not. She opens the envelope and is very, very aware of what's going to happen next.
All right. We do have a text at 855-616-1620 says, happy days are here again is how it starts. We three couples get to fly to Huatulco, Mexico in 1 week. Is there any COVID-19 things that we need to know?
No.
That's Joe in Sussex.
No.
None.
It's nothing. Everything
what?
Is, yeah. They're still, at most resorts are still having some kind of COVID protocol with regard to the staff. But
okay.
as far as guests are concerned, nothing.
I am so looking forward to traveling in January, if that's the case, when we go to Mexico.
Because you did have COVID restrictions
yes.
when you went to
yep.
the DR
and
last
all
year.
All the testing and all the everything.
And the black cloud is hanging over
yeah.
your head now. Some people can drink it away, and some people can wish it away, and some people can stop thinking about it for a while. But as it approaches that day that you've got to go get that test, it's hanging over your head. But not anymore. Not anymore.
No.
You'll see some restrictions with the staff. They will probably be
still
masked.
Wearing masks.
Yep.
Which is fine.
It's fine.
I don't want to wear it when I'm trying to sunbathe.
Nope.
But or snorkel.
Nope.
I have a different mask on then.
Exactly.
WTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. Get your calls and texts in. We'll answer them coming up. But now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Adam Roberts. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thank you for listening. 9:35, going to see a high of 57 today. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Small Business Saturday. You guys are pretty big.
Well,
would you still
actually,
consider yourself a
no,
small business?
I would absolutely call us a small business because we have under 300 employees.
Okay.
And we are a family-owned company.
Okay.
So
yes.
small business, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to support small businesses today. We're going to go into locally owned shops and small, one-of-a-kind type places and do the best to support them.
Speaking of that, is there a place at foxworldtravel.com where I can purchase a certificate with a credit card, or is that something I call you guys?
You still have to call,
I think.
Hopefully somebody's listening to me and they can correct me if I'm wrong. But
What are the hours I can call?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and you do it. It's all electronic. You don't even have to come in anymore. You just do it, and
over
then they email it to you, and yep.
Okay. Perfect. All right. 855-616-1620 is a WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Elizabeth in Port Washington. Good morning. What's your question?
Hey, good morning to you guys as well. My husband and I have certainly traveled to Ireland and Scotland, you know, a couple of times, and we have driven. And then with COVID, you know, we weren't able to get back there. So I have two questions. He is older now. And I thought that I read that there are some age or kind of restrictions on your driver's license in either both of those countries or one of them. And I don't know if you could clarify that for me. And
yeah.
And the second one was, if we did choose not to rent a car, I don't know what they have for internal transportation, you know, between cities.
Yeah, they, it's tricky. It's absolutely tricky. So you are absolutely right. Ireland does have some restrictions for people who are over 75.
That's us.
Yay. But it doesn't mean you can't rent. Just like when you have to be 25 years old to rent a car, there are ways around it. And quite honestly, from the little bit of research that I did during the break when I saw you were on the line, it looks to me like it's much easier to circumvent the 75-year-old restriction than it is to circumvent the 25-year-old restriction. Okay. There are just a few things that I think this country is looking for with regard to some kind of a certification of health. So, it's not impossible at all. It's just another hoop you have to jump through. Because quite honestly, if you've done it before and now you have to rely on public transportation, it's going to be difficult for you. The public transportation between the cities is once a day or twice a day, and it's a public bus, and the rail system isn't going to work for you too well. So I would just go ahead and do the research on who's going to give me a car when I'm over 75 and what documentation do I need.
That sounds great, because my husband would really prefer to drive, and he feels comfortable doing it. So I think that's the route we'll go. Well, that's reassuring. So Ireland, here we come.
There you go. Good job. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Enjoy your trip. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text line. If you're planning, this is a very specific question. If you're planning a week-long trip to Scotland, is it better to go September 10th or October 4th?
Well, here's me. This is personal. This is just me. I try to go places when I think it's going to be warmer. And it's definitely going to be somewhat cooler in October than it is going to be in September. So personally, I'd pick the September date.
Okay.
I think you're going to see the same kinds of things. They have fall, just like we have fall. And you're probably September in the 59-degree range. And in October, you're probably dropping a couple of degrees. And then nights are going to be cooler. So from my perspective, I can, if both work equally well for my schedule, I'm taking September.
All right. What are must-sees in Paris and London for high school graduate in 2023? Mom and Nana are tagging along, could spend 2 to 3 days in each city.
Yeah, that's tough. So what we do have is a very cool program with our good friends at Globus. It's through a company called Monograms, which they've renamed themselves. And of course, I'll be darned if I can think of it right now. But anyway, one of our very, very good travel consultants can help you with that. What this company does is they let you travel independently, but give you a host in the city. And so you also have a half day sightseeing in each city included. So I love that because you get an overview of the city. You kind of figure out exactly what it is that you want to see and do after you've had that sightseeing type trip. And why? Because, you know, for some people, they're going to go, I'd go to Harrods for 4 hours. Well, I don't know if 4 hours is enough to be in Harrods because it's a city unto itself. It's a gigantic place. Covent Gardens, the Knightsbridge area. Do you want to go try and see the changing of the guard? Do you want to go see Big Ben? Do you want to go see the Eye, that great big gigantic Ferris wheel kind of a thing?
So much.
Yep. And then in Paris, I feel the same way. When I just came, I had many trips to Paris this last year because lots of things started or ended in Paris for me. And I have people that say, I have to see the Louvre. I absolutely positively have to see the Louvre. There are others that say, that's not of interest to me. Right. There's lots of other fabulous museums that we could, Museum d'Orsay is an unbelievably great museum. And the Louvre and that museum got smart, and they are each closed one day a week, but a different day from the other one, so that if you are there, and Tuesdays is the day the Louvre is closed, and you can't, that's the day you're there. Again, Museum d'Orsay is, I love that museum. I absolutely love that museum. So, and then do you want to see the Eiffel Tower? Do you want to see the Eiffel Tower? Do you want to eat in the Eiffel Tower? What do you want to do at the Eiffel Tower? How much time can you dedicate to some some of these sites.
Yeah, there's just a lot of different options. So, all right, one more here says, this is an interesting one, too. They're getting some interesting ones, Rose.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rose. Do you have any suggestions for a trip for a shy, single, mid-60s woman that is traveling on her own for the first time?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to a river cruise. I think it's absolutely a great option. Many of these river cruise companies, including Avalon and Uniworld Waterways, Avalon Waterways and Uniworld Boutique River Cruises, are waiving single supplements on their early season or late season cruises. They don't do it to all of them because June, July, and August is a pretty popular time to travel.
Right.
But some of them will waive the single supplement. And that's when I would grab something like that. Say 130 people on a ship, so it's not terrible, it's not overwhelming. Getting on and off is super easy. It's structured. I travel alone all the time.
Right.
People say to me, well, you're with a group. I am, but let's put yourself in my shoes. If I'm with a group of people, and it's almost always couples or two people traveling together,
right,
I have to walk up to a table and say, may I join you? And I probably 10 years ago that I was a little reluctant to do that, and now I'm not reluctant to do it at all. And on a river cruise, it's expected because you don't have assigned seats. And certainly if you have four couples traveling together and there's a table of eight, they're going to sit at that table every
right.
single night, and that's perfectly fine. That's absolutely fine. But an opportunity for you to meet other people is to dine with these other people. And then as you go through your river cruise and take various excursions, one of which is included, at least one of which is included every single day, you can meet people that way. And again, it's a structure that you can live with as a single because you're not so singled out as somebody that isn't traveling with a partner. It's very common on river cruises to see single travelers. The other option would be to look at some of the big ship cruises that have now gotten smart and built an entire deck for just single cruisers. Now, their cabins are very, very small for their single sailors.
Yeah.
They absolutely are. And then they have a lounge area that is adjacent to this deck, and it's just for people who are on that deck. So it's a way of making people get together if they don't want to. The caution I would give you there is it's going to be a big ship. It's going to be 3,000 passengers. And if
right.
that's, again, now is it going to be awkward for me to do something with the dinner situation? So just some thoughts that I had about how you could start traveling as a single.
Perfect. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. When we come back, we talk to Connie in Manitowoc about passports. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. A good way to find everything Fox World Travel is just to go to foxworldtravel.com. There's so much on that website. If you haven't been there, you should check it out. Otherwise, call us. Every week we're here. We do this from 9 to 10 o'clock, and we're running out of time. So let's get to some of these. WTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Connie in Manitowoc. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My daughter's passport expires September 6th. She's 12, and we're going to Mexico in the last week of March of 23. So I'm just not sure if I should renew it now or wait until we get back.
Nope, I would wait till you get back.
Okay, so it's close to 6 months. I wasn't sure if that mattered
yeah.
for Mexico.
Yeah, it's you're fine with that one. I would wait. Now, what is going to be interesting is she's still a minor. So I would go to travel.state.gov, go under the U.S. passport tab. They are still indicating that you can renew online.
Oh.
So this is a new thing.
Great.
Yeah, this is a new thing they tried. So it was several months ago, and they did a beta test, and it got the slots for the online opportunities filled up really fast. And then we thought that was going to be the end of it. Once they beta tested it, we would find out if that's the way we're going to be able to do them always moving forward. And now they're saying that temporarily, starting on November 20th, they're going to reopen online applications for renewals. So,
oh, great.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll see what happens. But I'm interested to find out, is this going to be the second round of tests and then we're going to go ahead and do it? Or do you still have to do it in person? And the other question would be, for a minor, because these are only good for 5 years, do you still have to do it in person? But if you're going in March, I would go ahead and use that passport. And then immediately upon return, I would process the renewal.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Connie.
Have a great day.
You too. Let's go to Scott in Hubertus. Good morning, Scott. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, there was a caller a couple months back that asked about global entry.
Yeah.
And she had issues where she had not been accepted, but her husband had, and it took like 8 months, and she still hadn't heard any response. And I'm in that same situation where my wife immediately got accepted, and for global entry, mine is still pending. And I'm just wondering, there was a phone number you had to call to get more information, because it's really hard to find the status or, you know, what I need to do next.
Yeah. And I'm looking online and I'm seeing that it can take up to 208 days right now for global entry processing. But
wow.
The number I'm seeing is a local number, and it's 414-486-7790.
Okay.
And then there's another one that has, I think that's going to be your best bet. I have two numbers. One is an 800 number, 877-227-5511. That's general inquiries, and it's a pretty updated thing. It was just updated the end of October, so I trust that number. But there is a 414 number out there,
yeah, try that
I
first.
Would try that one first.
Okay. Well, I'll try that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good luck, Scott.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, if we only knew why these things happened.
Yeah. One gets it right away, and the other one hears nothing.
Yeah.
It does happen. We have one segment left. We do have to take one final break. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Almost to the end. I'm Dayton here with Rose. Let's get a couple of texts in and then we'll wrap it up. When is the best time to schedule an Alaskan cruise in 2024?
So I don't know that any of the cruise lines have their trips out yet. We're patiently waiting at Fox as well, because we'll get those things out and up for sale the minute we can, soon as they're available. We were a bit spoiled by the situation with pandemic in regard to the fact that the cruise lines got them out super fast during the pandemic because they had nothing else to do,
right?
They were sitting around twiddling their thumbs and saying, well, let's get 23 out. So 23 came out super, super early, earlier than it ever had before.
Right.
And so as soon as they're available, I will make the announcement. And I'm not just talking about the Fox World Travel Group. I will talk any cruise line, any tour operator that's got that Alaska product up for sale, because we know that that is still a very, very, very sought after destination, because it's the U.S. and people are still feeling more comfortable about traveling domestically.
Yeah, Alaska's always been a big destination,
yeah,
but this made it even more so, right?
Definitely, yes.
All right, final one here. What is available for late summer in the U.K.? And actually, this is more interesting to me. How long is the best to travel when you're going there? 10 to 14 days?
It's hard to say, because you have to look at it as, what am I going to do? This is why we use travel advisors. This is why we use people who help you determine, how much can I get in this trip? I think the number one mistake people make is thinking, I'm going over there for X amount of time and I'm going to get as much in as I possibly can, leaving no time for relaxation, leaving no time for free time at all. They've just scheduled themselves so incredibly tight that, A, they don't have any room for mistakes or opportunities to pivot, but also, B, you got too much in. You just got too much in. So let an advisor walk through this whole process with you. How many days can you devote to it? If you can give somebody the maximum amount of days, I think that's the best you can do, because you're going to be able to have some downtime, some free time, some meeting of the locals, some time to sit in a pub and enjoy swapping stories with somebody, that kind of a thing. So
it depends on how many days can you take, what's your budget. There's a lot that goes into that question.
Right, and we absolutely can help you with that. And when you say the UK, that's kind of broad too. Yeah. How much of the UK are you looking to see? What are your hopes and dreams and desires? And let us customize that.
So we have a minute left. How do people start that process with you
so
guys?
So always the best, foxworldtravel.com. You've got the contact us button. That's just going to go off to somebody who's going to sort through those and say, oh, Iceland, I'm going to send this off to Grace. Oh, Italy, I'm going to send this off to Alana, you know, that kind of a thing. The other thing is 866-GO-FOX-GO. You get to talk to a human being Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then there also is the virtual chat. You can actually chat online. Somebody's monitoring that. Or do a virtual meeting, which we love as well. So we know that sometimes getting to an office is a struggle, or maybe something that you don't even want to do. And maybe you're in the sound of my voice and you're far, far away. You're listening in Mexico, or you're listening in Canada, or you're listening in a different state. We can do virtual chats and virtual appointments, and that's what we love to do.
That's one nice thing. So when our family travels, we got somebody in Arizona, somebody in Florida, somebody here. We can all talk to you guys, coordinate, and then go.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
It is very cool. So, yes, shop small business. Fox is a small business, and we will be there Monday to get those gift certificate orders taken from you. And it's never too early to reach out and get that relationship started if you've got something planned for 24.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Do it again at 9 o'clock next Saturday. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. And we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Adam Roberts.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.